Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you. Thank you for tuning into the Word of God through Jesus Christ, Street and Outreach Telecast. My name is Apostle Coleman, and as the Lord lead, we are going to have an early morning special edition fellowship. And again, this is a special edition, and once again, I mean, there's quite a few Apostle Colemans out there, so I'd like to clarify, I'm Apostle Alan E. Coleman, Jr. I'd like to ask you to turn your Bibles to Luke chapter 22, and while you're doing that, we're going to say grace over this plate. Father, in Jesus' name, forgive us for our sins. Thank you for hearing us. Thank you for gathering us. Thank you, Lord, for doing the quick work. Thank you for ministering to us. Lord, I don't know the content, but I know that you'll give it to me, O God. It'll be in the right context. Lord, we ask that you make the lesson deep yet simple and simple yet deep. Please make me usable and use me. Fill us all with the word of wisdom, the word of knowledge. Give us a spiritual understanding of your most precious and holy word. And Lord, you do the teaching. In Jesus' mighty name, we thank you and we pray. Amen. Again, I'd like you to go to Luke 22 and hold that. And while you're trying to find it, in case you don't know where it is, it's all right, but while you're looking, I'm led to read the description of the lesson. You know, many times God is trying to warn us, to prevent us from going through something. Many times we end up facing things because we just didn't listen. He told us that it's time that we get elevated, but our elevation is conditional. But we just didn't listen. He tried to tell us what was ahead and that things were going to get a little rough, but we just wouldn't listen. God will not stop you from doing you, but he will tell you what the results will be because of what you choose. One of the good things about not only being filled with the Holy Ghost, but giving him your will, is that he leads us into all truth. He will use us to accomplish what he has called us to do, and he will protect us during it. See, the devil has a hard time with someone who will allow the Holy Ghost to lead them because he knows that the Holy Ghost makes no mistakes. And neither will we when we allow the Holy Ghost to lead us in Jesus' name. Let's delve into this and see what the Lord is trying to tell us. Let's get into the doctrine of the Holy Ghost, part 8. And the title of this lesson is called, The Lord Tried to Inform You, But You Wouldn't Listen. Get your Bibles, a notebook, and a pen, and let's examine this book of truth. In Jesus' name, amen. Turn to Luke 22, which I'm sure you have by now, and we're just going to jump into verse 31. This is after the Lord and the disciples had the Last Supper. This was right before his events for the all-night affair that the Lord had to go through. Let's just jump right into this conversation that he had with our brother, Peter. And the Lord said, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan hath desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for thee, that thy faith fail not. And when thou art converted, strengthen the brethren. And he said unto him, Lord, I am ready to go with thee both into prison and to death. And he said, I tell thee, Peter, the cock shall not crow this day before that thou shalt thrice deny that thou knowest me. Father, again, in Jesus' name, we come before you asking you to forgive us for all of our sins and for the viewers that just tuned in. Please cover them in this prayer also. We ask that you talk to us. We ask that you minister to us. We ask that you reveal things to us. We ask, Lord, that you open the curtain so that we can see behind it. And that, Lord, what you say, that it be so plain to us. And we give you all the glory and the thanks and the praise. Thank you for those that you have handpicked to listen to this broadcast, not just today, but even as they pull up the lesson of the archive. In Jesus' mighty name, we thank you for hearing us and for answering us, and you do the teaching. Again, I ask, in Jesus' name, we thank you and we pray, amen. Amen and amen. Poor Peter. One of Jesus' inner circle friends. There was Peter, there was James, and there was John. Out of all the different apostles, the Lord pulled them aside sometime and allowed them to see things that others weren't allowed to see. It's a blessing when you have the kind of relationship with God that he pulls you aside and allow you to see some things about him that it seems like others are not allowed to see. It is a blessing when the Lord calls you his friend because you have walked with him. It is a blessing when the Lord talks to you face to face because you're his friend. There's a lot of people who claim to walk with God, but really don't. And you can tell by their lifestyle. See, we might look at Peter and say, well, Peter denied him, so Peter must not have been saved. But no, you can't say that, because if you look at Peter after his denying the Lord, you can see Peter was regretful. Peter was sad. Peter was sorry. He hung around and watched every step that the Lord took after he was arrested. He watched all this. Even after the Lord had left and the disciples really had not much to say, and they all went back to doing the work that they did before Jesus called them, I'm sure that Peter, who loved the Lord, as he clearly said, I'm sure in his spirit, and maybe out loud, and maybe in prayer, because, oh, yes, Lord, their prayer took a different turn, because for a long while they didn't have to look up to heaven to talk to God, because God was with them, and now he was gone. That placed them in the class with everybody else now, where now they had to look up to heaven, look toward the hills from whence cometh their help. But just a little while ago, he was there. They were able to shake his hand. They were able to hug him. They were able to sit and laugh with him and talk with him and watch God in a way that none of us will ever see him. Now he was gone. Oh, God. Now he was gone. And Peter, I'm sure I said, Lord, if we could just do those last few minutes over again, I would have listened. So we look at when the Lord did appear to them, how Peter was happy when they were fishing and they were on the boat or in the boat. And the man said, cast your net on the right side. And they did that. And when they saw, and they said, we fished all night long. And he's telling us, cast our net on the right, on the other side. How are you going to tell us that? And when they did it, and all this fish came in the net, and Peter knew it was the Lord. And he jumped in the water and swam to the shore. Didn't even get a chance to put his shirt on. And when he got there, there was fish being cooked. The Lord was still providing. And Peter was again united to God. There's many times in our life where it seemed like we disappoint God. And at times we really do. Yes, we do. And
though God is grieved by our disobedience, though God is grieved by our disappointing him, it is a blessing when you as an individual can look at yourself and allow God to show you you, and you can see your errors. I'm wrong. I have an issue. I have this problem. I have that problem. One of the ways that you can walk in your deliverance is when you look at where God brought you from and you remember how you were. Too many people don't know how they used to be. Or if they have an idea of how they used to be, that's still not good enough, because in order for you to walk in your deliverance of what God is bringing you to, you have to be aware of what God has brought you from. You have to be aware. No doubt that during the time Jesus was gone, that Brother Peter sat there and played back all these special moments that he had with the Lord, the time of the Mount of Transfiguration, and the time that he put everybody out of that little girl's room, and how he raised her back to life. These brethren saw things that we could only read about. Peter was there. When he wrote the book of Peter under the direction of the Holy Ghost, he was able to write from experience. Glory be to God. So the Lord, before he was getting ready to leave, he tried to warn Peter. If you're taking notes, add this in your notes and relate it to spiritual warfare. There's a few times the devil will come at you. One is before you get to Jesus. And two is after you come out of prayer and come from being in the presence of the Lord. He cannot mess with you while you're in the Lord's presence. And remember this also. The outcome has already been decided by God. He told Peter in Luke 22, verse 31, Satan hath desired to have you that he may sift you as wheat. Anyone who knows how to cook, they know what a sifter is. Satan wanted to pick the best parts of Peter out. He wanted to attack Peter's walk. He wanted to attack Peter's anointing. He wanted to steal and to kill and to destroy. And by the time he finished with Peter, he wanted Peter distraught. Oh, I'm sure Satan wouldn't have mind if he would have got a 2-for-1 on that day that he walked Judas to that tree to hang himself. Hell is in the business of hostile takeover. And the devil don't want to settle for one. He's so greedy. He's an opportunist. He's a daredevil. He wants all he can get. So if he can get the whole house and lead him to hell, he will. The Lord warned him. Satan want to pick you apart. In verse 32, Jesus said, but I have prayed for thee that thy faith fail not. Now notice, Jesus didn't say, I told him no. Jesus didn't say, but I told Satan no. No, he didn't say that. He said, but I have prayed for thee that thy faith fail not. I'm interceding for you. See, some of you don't understand something. In order to get to the next level, you have to go through something to get there, because you have to cut ties. You have to give up things. You have to break the chain. You have to break alliances. You have to something. Oh, you have to pull out the broom and start doing the sweeping. You have to learn the word no and goodbye and see you later. And I got to go. You have to learn these things to get to the next level. And God wasn't going to let Peter skip that. It sounds good that the Lord stop us. Lord, please don't let me have to go. Deliver me from evil. Don't let me have to go through this or that. But in order to get to the top of the next mountain, you have to go down in the valley. Always remember that. Put that in your notes, too. As you go through this road of life, it's two doctrines you need to learn, valleys and hills. You go up the hill to get on the top of the mountain, and then after you're up there, you're high as you can go, you have to go back down into the valley in order to get to the next mountain. The only one that was bionic was a $6 million man, and that was a TV show. So you will not be able to jump from the top of one mountain to the other. It's not going to happen that way. The Lord said, but I have prayed for thee. That was the Lord interceding for Peter. He said, I prayed for thee that thy faith fell not. I prayed that you, I'm interceding for you so that you don't leave me. I got to leave you, and you're going to deny me, but I don't want you to leave me. See, you got to understand something about God. No one can pluck us out of his hand. He don't want us to leave him. Our relationship with God is so important to God. It's very important to God. Our relationship, very important. We need to learn to take our relationship serious because he does. It's very important. It's so important that if you endure until the end, you shall receive eternal life. But if you don't, you will not make it to heaven. When you leave this world, you are going to go where you have made your bed to go. Whatever road you chose, that's where you're going to end up. You can follow the yellow brick road all you want to, but it's not going to lead to heaven. He said, I pray for thee that thy faith fell not, that you don't leave me. And then he said, and when thou art converted. There's the predestination right there. You are going to come out of this. No matter what you got to go through, you're going to come out of this. No matter who get mad at you, you're going to come out of this. You are going to come out of this. After the enemy attack you, you're not going to leave me because I'm interceded for you, but you will feel like you are by yourself. You got to go through. But when you are converted, when you get back on your post, when you get back on point, when you're restored, strengthen the brethren. That was Peter's mission, which he did very well after the Lord went back to heaven. Peter restored. He strengthened the brethren. God used him to agree with heaven to accomplish divine work in the earth realm. Many people say, well, Peter was the chief apostle. No. No, he wasn't. That's another thing. You have to understand your season. You're not the chief nothing. You're just like everybody else. As a matter of fact, Scripture says in the book of Corinthians, they have no temptation taking you but such as is common to man. So there's no chief nobody. The only chief was the one that was talking to Peter in Luke 22, verse 31. Satan was happy because he get a chance, one of God's best. This disciple that became an apostle, that saw Jesus Christ do things that were otherwise impossible. He witnessed how the enemy tried to use people to grab Jesus, but Jesus walked right through them. They tried to grab him and throw him off the cliff, but they couldn't do it. Peter watched Jesus' earthly ministry. And this is one of the reasons why he thought he was bad, because it's easy to be confident when you know Jesus is right there with you. But when you get ready to go through, there's a lot of people that Satan didn't even have to sift hard. All he had to do was just throw something in front of you. Look, you know, doctor, it's important to get into the Word. And here's the important thing. Jesus Christ is and was the Word of God manifest in flesh. He was the expression of God. He was the Logos. And then the Greek Logos is the written word. It's the expression of God, the computation, meaning the bottom line. You know how a computer computes and comes up with a conclusion. Jesus was the conclusion to all problems. He was the conclusion to everything. When you were going through it, you didn't know how you were making it. Jesus was the conclusion. When you didn't know which way you were going, when you didn't know how you was going to be brought out of that bad situation, when you did not know how you was going to get your next meal, Jesus was the conclusion. He was the bottom line. So much so that in the book of Exodus, God said, I am. Moses said, when I go to your people have said that the God of our fathers has sent me, and they say, what is his name? What do I tell them? He asked this because they were in a land in the book of Exodus. They were in Egypt, and in Egypt there were many gods, false gods. But Moses said, what do I tell them when they ask, what's his name? Now this title, I put this in your notes too. When you're reading scripture and you see that it says God, 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 In the Hebrew or the Greek, whichever testament you're in, that determines which language you will go to. It doesn't say God. For instance, in Genesis 1:1, it says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. That's what it says in English. But in Hebrew, it says Elohim, which Elohim is a plural word, meaning gods, but it's used singular, meaning God. It's referring to the one God. And it makes spiritual sense because when God said, let us make man in our image, that was a Trinitarian conversation. So the word Trinity, though, while not being in the Bible, the demonstration of a Trinitarian conversation or a Trinitarian encounter exists in the Bible. That's why God could be in heaven and say, this is my beloved son who I'm well pleased, and Jesus could be coming up out of the water and the Holy Ghost could be sitting on him in the form of a dove. You will never see one part of God without seeing the rest of him, except in the Old Testament when it came to his face. Peter said, Lord, I'm ready to go with you. I'm ready to go to jail, and I'm ready to die. And the Lord said, I tell you, Peter, by the time the rooster crows this day, you have been to deny me three times. You're going to deny that you even know me. Uh-oh. Here's where we got to hang our hat at. Doctrine is important. It's important to study the Word of God. In John 5:39, Jesus said, search the scriptures, for they are there which testify of me. There are so many things going on in people's ministries that the Bible does not support. There's offices that have been placed in the ministries that the Bible does not support. There's people that's even world-renowned ministers doing things that the Bible does not support. Watch this. The Lord led me to put a post on my Facebook page mentioning Paula White and showing that she married a man who was a secular musician. And you'd be surprised how many ignorant people are on that post responding, saying, oh, no, it'll work out. Maybe it'll work out. It's better to marry than to burn. And who knows? Maybe she'll get him saved or he'll be an impact on her life. All of this foolishness. That's not what Jesus said. Jesus said, be ye not unequally yoked. Period. Simple as that. You can't compromise the word. The temptation to compromise is better or stronger in the church than it is in the world. The world, no, they ain't going to hell. They know they're not going to heaven. Now, they might be under some false illusion. Like, for instance, a person lives a life selling drugs and shooting people and living wrong, and then they die. And some people say, or they get shot and they're in the hospital on their last leg, and then they die. And the family members say, oh, wow, they made it to heaven. Or they pay some watered-down, broken-down pastor to have the funeral in the house of God that this person has never stepped in a day in their life. And they got the audacity to lay up there in death. Like, this is how they live. Family crying, minister lying, everyone saying that this person is in a better place. No. No, that's not true. That's not true. You can't listen, death is so final. And how you walk determines where you end up. Jesus said that there'd be more going to hell than heaven. Hell is a holding place for souls. The end result is a lake of fire. You got to understand that this is so important. If you miss this, you're going to miss God. What you need to understand is God has made the opportunity for everyone to be connected to him, and that way is through Jesus Christ. That method is through Jesus Christ. If Peter would have listened to God, then he could have probably had a chance to say, Lord, well, what do I do? What do I do, Lord? How do I skip this? And if I don't got to skip it, as long as I know that you're with me. But Lord, tell me, how do I make it through this? Oh, what do I do? Sometimes you got to pray all the way to your deliverance. What do I do? Sometimes you got to pray all the way to your breakthrough. What do I do, Jesus? Talk to me. I'm not going to move until you talk. I'm not going to move until you talk to me. I'm going to turn down my plate until you talk. I'm not going to wash. I'm not going to shave. I'm just going to deny myself until you talk. I'm going to do like Daniel did. Everybody always talk about, I'm going on the Daniel fast. And they eat and all. You don't even know how Daniel fasted. You need to go to Scripture and find out. Daniel didn't have no pleasant fast like y'all think he did. See, that's the whole thing. People need to get into the Word. Stop assuming and stop saying amen to everything you hear in the building, because amen means I agree. There are people prophesying over your life, and you're helping them by saying amen. So then you wonder, why are things coming on me? Why are things being rough? Why did I got to go through this? Half the time it's because you agreed that the enemy can do this to you. When Peter said, I told you, you know, Lord, I'm ready to go with you to prison and to death. That was pride. That was inward. And inward pride is very subtle. The person that has it never knows, but the people on the outside that's talking to this person, they know. Inward pride is dangerous. It'll tear you up. It'll kill you. It'll really mess you up. Inward pride. The Lord put together a fivefold ministry. And in doing so, it was for the perfecting of the saints, which means the maturing of the saints, for the work of the ministry, which means service, and for the edifying of the body of Christ. So that we don't be tossed to and fro. We don't have to walk and act like children. We don't have to. If you remain ignorant from this moment forth after hearing this broadcast, that's on you. You don't have to remain ignorant. Because from Genesis to Revelation, every problem in life is answered there. Every adulations you need
is written in there. Every rebuke and correction and reproof that you need is written in there. There's nothing that God did not cover in his book. He is not an incomplete author. He don't need 10 bestsellers. He got one, and it's still on the bestseller list. Glory be to God. Glory. Father, in Jesus' name, forgive us for our sins, and we ask, Lord, that you minister to your people and touch them, Lord, and encourage them and keep them before you. Lord, let them rest tonight. Help us to hide this word in our heart, that in Jesus' name we should remember this. Help us to listen so that as you inform us, that we be aware. Protect us from all harm, danger, hurt, and evil. Help us to remain consecrated and sanctified. Watch over the ministry. Stir up the gift in us. Watch over our anointing because it comes from you. And we thank you for everything. Lord, we love you. Help us to show you. And as this broadcast go out in every direction you send it, as it reaches every ear that you bless it to reach, let it reach deep down in a person's life and begin to move things around, God. And let it produce fruit. We thank you for hearing us and answering us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. If you want to call the ministry for prayer, 203-745-8162, and the ministry is open 24 hours. It don't matter what time you call. Call if you want to have a Bible study. If you just need somebody to talk to, if you have any questions about the lesson, just call. If it's in your spirit and God has told you, I want to enroll you in a theology class to prepare you for ministry, if you want to know about any of the services or programs that the ministry sponsors, including the theology class, call 203-745-8162. Allow God to use you to be a blessing to the ministry, sow a love offering into the ministry, further the work of the ministry, that God may continue to use us to do things out in the street for those that are without, those that are lost, those that are unsaved, those that are struggling, the struggling families and single mothers. One of the projects we're doing is we desire to go to Dollar Tree and continue to get things for the girls that's out there, runaways, sleeping on benches and all of that, that need sanitary napkins and deodorant or whatever. You know, when you go in the bathroom in the morning to freshen up, that stuff that we take for granted, there's a lot of people that don't have that. So, you know, be a blessing, you know. Be a blessing. Let God use you. He's blessed you to be able to be a blessing. You can reach me at apostolist, AEC2@AOL.com. That's capital A, small P as in Peter, O-S as in Sam, T as in Tom, O-L-O-S as in Sam, capital A, capital E, capital C, and the number 2 at AOL.com. Or you can just type my name in your search engine and you'll find me, Apostle Allen E. Coleman, Jr., A-L-L-E-N. Or you can type in the Word of God, TJCSO Ministry. The Word of God through Jesus Christ, Street and Outreach Ministry. It's not Street and Outreach, it's Street and Outreach. The ampersand on the number 7 key on your keyboard. The Word of God through Jesus Christ, Street and Outreach Ministry. And you go on the website, www.ourchurch.com/member/T, so that's www.ourchurch.com/member/T/theWordOfGod/. And look on the tab that says your donation to the ministry, and you can share your love offering through a PayPal link, and PayPal will give you a receipt and yada, yada, yada. God bless you. Again, I love you. We love you in Jesus' name. The ministry does. Stay encouraged in him. And remember, don't have to say later that the Lord tried to inform you, but you wouldn't listen. Instead, it's a blessing when we say, Lord, what do I do now? Until the next time, God bless you. Anchor.